Let me switch now to barbarians.
Ah.
Ah, tell us about your experiences with the barbarians.
Well, in 1960, I got the letter saying, join the Easter Tour, as so many others did, and that was quite an experience. I won the golf. There were enforcers. On a Sunday, traditionally, they used to play golf. It started with a game against Penarth on a Friday, and then Swansea, Newport, was it? Something like that. Mm. But I was playing with Franz Ten Bos, Jeff Frankham, and Brigadier Glyn Hughes, who was the president of the Barbarians. And I thought Ten Bos was a very good Scottish lock and golfer. You know, he not only could hit the ball, he knew where he was hitting it. I could hit the ball. I didn't know necessarily where it would go, but I could guarantee to hit the ball. Anyhow, we won the golf. So that was brilliant. And it was very much a party time, because it was the end of the season. There were brilliant players, and you were used to them, the Scotland, those Irish, those all sorts. And we'd meet at the Esplanade Hotel in Penarth. And Dickie Cheeps and Ron Jacobs were there on my first trip. And they must have had a feud going in a very nice way. Because Jeeps ran up the stairs with a bucket of water and went shoom straight at Jacobs. And I thought, bloody hell, what's happening here? What are we in for? And you'd only got two matches to play in. I think there's four. What was it? I mentioned Penarth, Swansea. There's another one. Cardiff Newport. Well, you'd get two of the games. Mm. I think over the years, I've played about three or four times for the Barbarians. Three or four tours. Mm. And I captained the team Barbarians against Leicester when I was at Gloucester.
On the Boxing Day fixture.
Yes, Leicester was always a great place to play. It was a full house, brilliant, and I enjoyed that. But the Barbarians were so casual and so off the cuff. You'd arrive in the dressing room. Oh, hello, how are you? Who are you? I'm Don Rutherford. What's your name? Where do you play? Right, and then I think it was Steve Butcher walks into the dressing room with Leicester, for example, and says, "I would like you to captain the team today." And I think, now what the hell am I going to say? So it was a totally different era. I don't know what they do now. I mean, they have training sessions, don't they? Well, we never had anything like that. You got a lovely jersey. That was a great thing. And you played in your club socks. But that apart, there were great times. The Easter Tour was really a holiday. The games were difficult enough, because even Penarth, that was a hard game. Yeah, a nice time.
On the social side, who had the best party pieces?
Oh, yes. I don't know. You used to have to sing or do something. Yeah. I'm trying to think who the hell would. I'm struggling. I am really struggling.
What performance did you offer, Don?
I think it was a song. I was trying to think something from the northeast, something Geordie, the King of
Blade and Races, was it?
Yeah, well, something like that, And I thought, oh my God, what are they picking on me for? Because I presumably was considered to be too serious, I wasn't really, but because I was interested in things going well. But, I think I'm pretty certain I sang something from Geordie, something like that, The Blade of this is your feet of Geordie. Oh, I'll keep your feet of Geordie, any. Let's be happy through the neat for you. And that's coming back to me now. You'll be happy through the deer.
Well, if you'd like to give us a verse,
Dear.
Let's move on onwards and upwards to the Lions.
Oh,
tell us about the Lions.
Well, it was a great thrill to be picked for the Lions, I assure you. And particularly, well, I suppose it still is, but you waited with bated breath. Did you play well during the international season? And then you had four fullbacks against him. Stuart Wilson and I went on the 66 tour. We had a lousy team, really. We had a coach for the first time in John Robbins, who knew we weren't fit enough for international rugby, because the All Blacks were fantastic. They still had the Meads brothers, Calvin Tremaine, Ken Gray. Oh, God, they were like giants. So you assembled, again, a couple of days a week, got kitted out, got photographed in London. The thing that really happened to me was a man called Ian Beer, who was the chairman of the RFU coaching panel at the time, knocked on my door when I was at Stonehouse, and he said, well done, you're going to New Zealand. He said, we'd like you to do a piece of work for us, a bit of research. We're not sure. We've written a book called A Guide for Coaches. I don't know if you probably can't remember. It was a big, thick volume like this. Because there was no coaching, no club coaches really to speak of. Anyhow, he said, we want you to particularly concentrate on rucking and mauling. And we went to Australia first, New Zealand, and I did precisely that. I produced a report, and I made them change quite a few things because I found out what they were doing. And I remember New Zealand or Australia didn't call it a maul. They called it there was a hand ruck, which was a maul nowadays, or a foot ruck, where you just went over them. Hmm. And I learned from the painful way from playing against Otago in New Zealand, a man called Vic Cavanna was the coach of Otago, and he was supposedly the man who had thought up and made all the tactics in relation to hands and foot rucks. And we used to complain bitterly. I still remember it, because they would hit you, turn, land on the deck and pass the ball. And we used to say, oh, they're passing off the ground, they can't do that. And of course they were quite right. Mm. New Zealand have always been brilliant at knowing the laws. Yeah. And Vic Cavanna knew the laws like instantly, back of his hand, and their driving was fantastic, and we were actually lost to Otago and the Lions. It was on that tour I cemented my interest in coaching, because I met Freddie Allen, the New Zealand coach, and he said, Don, come with me. And he took me to an All Blacks session, and I watched the All Blacks train, and it was mostly unopposed, but it was done at pace, and they had a man with a like a surveyor's stick, you know how they go like this, and he was measuring how many yards they're away from each other, you know, too, so that it was quite well controlled, and I was quite impressed. Now, he must have done it deliberately, I suppose, but I think I was injured at that stage because I wasn't available for any of the tests. I'd broken my arm. Mm. That was a joke. Ronnie Lamont and I were visiting a hospital in Palmerston North. And the day after, we were playing Manawatu Horowhenui, mm. and I got the broken arm. And I was back in the hospital the next night having an operation. Mm. That was the end of my tour. But the Lions, that was a hard, difficult tour at the time. And John Robbins was right. We weren't fit enough, not by comparison with New Zealand. We won all the matches in Australia, both internationals. We were hopeless in New Zealand. We were just taken apart at cleaners. Willie John was on the tour. It was his second tour, I think, at that stage. But it made no difference, you know. But that was my experience of the Lions. But it was something we waited for. But the main thing I did there was to look at hand ruck, foot ruck. And just before, it was about probably March, April of 66, when Ian Beer knocked on my door and asked me if I'd do this. And when I came back, I was on the panel. I knew a job was going to come up with the Twickenham. But when, of course, I didn't know. And in the meanwhile, I'd left Wycliffe College and I took a job at St Paul's School, London, because I thought, you know, I might be stuck here, job-wise, for a lifetime. And I was ambitious. I must have been ambitious. I thought, St Paul, London, bigger school, blah, blah, blah. But I went there in plaster, and I wasn't there, but I was there a year. I was interviewed by the RFU because I knew this job was eventually then going to come up, and Tom Howarth was the High Master of St Paul's, and I had to go to him and say, sir, I am terribly sorry, but I think you will agree that a job in rugby is what I'm really after, you know. And he said, right. And I said, I'll stay the year. Because this happened just before Christmas. Anyhow, so I was there 1 year at St Paul's, and then I think I started, believe it or not, August the 1st, 1969, at Twickenham. I'd broken my arm, meanwhile, in playing for the Barbarians against Newport again. Mm. So, you know.
Before we get too far away from New Zealanders, I think you played against them again 67. The following year, 67, didn't yeah. you, after the Lions
yeah.
tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you remember of that game?
We weren't in the same league. They had Colin Meads, Stan Meads in the second row. They were great players. Colin Meads, I mean, I'd watched him in New Zealand the year before, and he was taking short penalties, kicks to touch, playing for King Country. You know, they knew so much about the game. their knowledge of the laws of the game, they knew far better than us, certainly, mm. and as well as the referees. So you had to take your hat off to them. And even when the law was changed, if you jump in the ball, catch a ball in the air, you couldn't tackle someone. They knew all of that. You know, they've always been light years ahead in that respect.
Mm.
But well, it was a very interesting experience.
Yeah.
You played against the 64 All Blacks, haven't you, too? For
no.
North East Counties.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
I did, yes. North East Counties, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, was that Gosforth?
Yes.
Oh, I can remember going out to see those North East games at Gosforth.
Before that, I played for the North East against South Africa mm-hmm. 1 week and then England the next week. And I also played, I think it was at Bristol for the... Was it the Western Counties against South Africa?
You did, Australia, I think.
Was it Australia? Something like that.
Yeah, you played for Western yeah. Counties against Australia, yeah. I think.
Trying to remember all these things, is, believe me, is
yeah, you
struggle.
Did, you did.
Thank you. And you've got evidence.
No, well, not here.
Yeah.
Well, we will allow you that you played a lot of games of rugby.
Yes, and then sort of suddenly when it becomes your job, you know, I mean, my wife can remember more times than I can, because games run into another. You know, my sons are very good. One of them's brilliant. He's a solicitor, and he can remember everything. You know, you should be asking him. He can tell you, oh, so-and-so, this was the team, you know. And I'm saying, what? Was it? You know. But it was a fascinating time. But I got onto the panel. I was on the panel, but I really did the work in New Zealand and Australia, and they changed their booklet, or book, a thick one, a guide for coaches, I always remember. I've still got a copy.